On the phone with us this morning, Katie Roberts, head coach for Star Valley Speech and Debate. She was part of a big program last week. You notice a lot of cars, a lot of people at the high school. It wasn't about sports. It was about speech and debate. Katie, what did we have going on last week? A big invitational hosted by Star Valley.
Yes, we hosted our home meet where we had five schools come. We had one of the biggest turnouts we've ever had. And we had so much community help, and it was wonderful.
Who comes to an event like this, and what goes on during the process? It's not just a matter of giving a good speech or some good debates. I had an opportunity actually to attend one in Cheyenne one day. I broke away from the session, went over to East Cheyenne, East High School there, and watched Star Valley perform. They have to be well qualified to not only give a good speech, but give a good debate. Take us into the classrooms and the competitive events that went on last week.
We have a variety of events. There's policy debate, where they debate using evidence-based type reasoning that is the same debate they do the entire season. There's Lincoln Douglas debate that's a value-based debate, whether my value is worth more than your value, and it's kind of interesting, and it's based on the famous Lincoln Douglas debate from long ago. There's humor events, duo events, drama events, where they take a script and interpret it and present it that way. There's a mini Congress session where kids act as senators and representatives, where they present bills, they argue bills. They even act as a presiding authority, taking turns. There's informational, where people write, an oratory, where they write their own speech and present it. There's just quite a variety of events that do happen at these meets.
Now, where Star Valley's hosting it, they don't actually get to compete. Is that what I understand?
That is true. Our team was so amazing this week. Some of the duties they do, they help run the tab room, where they take all the results from all these rooms. So people compete. Some people think it's a really intimidating sport, but actually they can be in small classrooms with like five people in them. And they take the results and have to run them through the computers and do all the tabulations. We had kids who helped run that room. We had kids who helped run Congress and make sure all the rules are followed. We had kids who managed the room, escorted judges, kept time for the judges because a lot of these events are timed. We had kids who, our captains, did the whole awards assembly where they presented the awards, figured out what to do. We had so many ribbons and medals and first place awards to give out. And our kids go above and beyond. They even hosted a mystery for the competitors to compete in when they weren't in rounds, that they had to go around the school, go online, and figure out who was the murderer.
Oh, that sounds fun. A little bit of a theme to the whole event then. Okay.
Yes, yes.
You've put a lot of yourself into this. Tell us why you like speech debate, all that goes on to that. You have the right personality, background, and the ability to do this. Tell us about your interest in it, Katie. Katie Roberts on the phone.
I'm flattered. What happened? I wish I would have done this in high school. I didn't understand what this was when I was in high school. But this is such a great skill for anyone to develop in high school. Our daughter Remington started doing it with Coach Robin Johnson, and man, it was so fun to see what this was and go to meets and watch her perform, and I just kind of got sucked into it. Robin had me become her assistant, and she has done this for many years, doing an awesome job. She retired last year, and I was more than happy just to be a part of this great program where anybody can be a part of it. Anybody can get better, even if you don't end up winning first in state. You just develop great skills and great friendships, and it's a really wonderful experience to be a part of it, and a heck of a lot of fun.
Great. Anything we haven't asked you as we close out here? You had a big week last week. Give us kind of a closing comment and where your next event is.
Our next event is this weekend in Evanston. Well, we have about seven more events for the rest of the season. Well, that'll take a whole weekend. And I'm just really proud of my captains. Cody Miller, Isaac Hyde, and Lindy Turner are our senior captains who put in so much work this weekend. And I'm just so proud of our team. They did such a great job.
Thank you very much. Katie Roberts on the phone with us. Star Valley High School Speech and Debate Program just concluding a big event, a big invitational here in Star Valley.